A home built in 1855 that was originally the home of a reeve of North Dumfries and a businessman who went on to become the mayor of Niagara Falls is on its way to becoming the latest addition to the city's list of heritage homes. The Municipal Heritage Advisory Committee endorsed a staff recommendation to designate 44 Wellington Street last month, setting the stage for a notice to designate to be approved by council. Also known as the William Leslie House, the home satisfies several criteria in the Ontario Heritage Act to warrant designation, reads a staff report. Staff believe the property was originally constructed in 1855 by William Leslie, a local carpenter, before being sold in 1856 to Alexander Buchanan, a prominent municipal figure who served as reeve of North Dumfries. Buchanan contributed to early governance in the region and was involved in multiple community initiatives, including serving on the boards of the South Waterloo Farmers Mutual, the Galt Hospital Trust, and the Galt Public School Board, reads the staff report. In 1874, wealthy businessman and Galt councillor R.P. Slater acquired the property. Slater, whose brief time in Galt was in the grain and malting business, later became mayor of Niagara Falls and was instrumental in persuading the Ontario government to produce its own hydroelectricity rather than purchasing it from the U.S., reads the staff report. The house was later sold in 1904 to Alexander Baird, a foreman at a local foundry. His brother Jack Baird, a skilled local artist, painted intricate murals throughout the home, contributing to its artistic heritage. Unfortunately, these murals were later removed or painted over by subsequent owners. Jack Baird is also recognized for his artistic contributions to McDougall Cottage, a historic site in Cambridge. The home is also significant as a representative example of Georgian vernacular architecture with later Tudor Revival influences, reads the report. But it's the home's link to a number of historical local figures that is playing the leading role in the move to designate. Staff says the property owner was consulted as part of the designation process and provided additional historical context regarding past alterations and existing heritage features. Heritage staff says they will continue to work with the owner to explore appropriate solutions for future restoration projects at the home.